回来第三部分元网台的非常舞台的四位编舞的专访。现在呢，好了，讲回一些现代的东西，我想我现在的现代那个的科技发达，其实跳舞是比较古老的东西，我想问一下，就是大家，就是各位男士，就是怎样去可以将跳舞融，即系同呢个而家嘅科技有混合咧。How technology link with the dance? Okay, what going to we start? Okay,
okay, I'll start.
Yeah,
and please、okay. help me. yeah, I'm really curious how the technology is going to keep developing as a normal citizen.、
Mm.
But also as a performer or as a choreographer, like how it can relate to it. Like, and I think it has already given a big influence already to this art field by like watching videos of great ballets, great contemporary pieces or Chinese dance all around to be able to see it in your home, at home.In your computer screen, and like you can see the best performance by just clicking a button,
yeah,
you know, without going to the theater, without sitting、mm-hmm. still for 2 hours、
mm.
and you can have, you know, beer in your hand, relax, and then just watch and、mm-hmm. be yourself and then just enjoy it visually、
mm.
now also made us able to sharewhat we can do also、mm. on the internet and share information or、mm. and I'm going to go back to this thing about what you can nick from it, like as a person, like you go to the school、
mm-hmm.
and you learn discipline and you train your body, but every teacher can teach you that, but they won't teach you the most important things、
mm-hmm.
because sometimes they don't know how, sometimes they don't want to because it's something that they have in original、
mm-hmm.
and through the process of learning things, I learned the most important things that you have to go from yourself, you have to try to nick the most important thing.
You mean by the wild technology?
Not by the technology, not necessary, but then I go back. That sort of relates to this open share sort of system that we have now in this modern society. Gave a range from where, for example, like I'm a ballet dancer, but I go on YouTube and I watch hip-hop dancers, movements, then I go, oh my god, how do they do that? That's amazing, can I try? And then I try in the studio and I do it, you know, this、mm. kind of thing was never possible 10 years ago. Like、mm. you have to go to their area, those people's area, you have to go to street dance and you have to get, yo, what's up, can I learn something from、
okay.
you? No?、
Okay.
But now it's possible.
All right.
By just watching YouTube as well.、
Mm.Okay, then in this, then you mean that the technology can help to promote dance, right?
To、okay. develop dance.
To develop
language,
dance.
Maybe.
Language, okay.、Mm-hmm. It's because actually, it's, in these few days, I have been to one secondary school as judges of the dance、competition. And out of 22 dance piece, there are 20 copy from the MV.That is the Korean singer and also those American singer and something like, and Japanese pop star. And what as I can find is what that is what the YouTube it's functioning. It helps them a lot.
Contributing a lot.
Yeah. And then they're just copying it. It's easy because you can see it over and over, play it over and over again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that in my in the sense that it helps. But what about the performers?
Yeah,
it's before we perform on、
yeah.
stage, and now it's changed. It seems.
我諗即係 其實你是講緊兩樣嘢嘅，好可能，因為我哋講緊 media as 一個 tool， 就係一個 media， it's different from mass media。
嗯，
即系你我哋讲紧 mass media 系一种 culture 吓、啊，即系你讲紧系譬如大家都喺度学韩星咁样吓，咁系嗰个系一个 mass media industry 咁样吓，嗰样嘢唔系净系讲紧话即系 media as 一个 tool， 譬如佢头先讲话
系，但系个问题系话，如果你譬如喺个 media 嘅时候，系个 media 可以因为 YouTube 你可以。
你是一个 media， 这个是可以我点的啫。media 我哋讲紧系一个媒介，
系
吓一个媒体，
系
吓，譬如一个 projector， 佢有个 media 咁样吓，就唔系讲紧话即系你系譬如你系一个 media company 咁样，你去 promote 一啲 mass media 嘅呢个信息咁样，咁嗰样系另外一啲嘢嚟嘅吓。即系譬如你话MTV， 咁佢本身系一种即系 mass media 嘅一种 culture 嚟嘅。咁其實呢樣嘢佢影響咗編舞嘅方法都唔係近年嘅事嚟㗎啦，
嚇，
即係正如我哋記得咧，即係以前未有 digital 嘅時候咧，仲係 analog 嘅時候咧，咁喺美國有一班人咧，咁佢咧就好中意做一啲嘅即興嘅練習，咁啊即興練習點練嘅咧，就好似咧你。播一個 VHS tape 咁樣，你播 VHS tape 咧，你有pause 啦、fast forward 啦、backward 啦、stop 啦、go 啦咁樣。咁佢哋就用呢啲咁樣嘅 terms 咧嚟到去做一個即興嘅練習。咁啲人就出嚟咁啊跳舞咯，咁就跳，咁佢就 pause 咁去停，跟住就 backward， 所以佢記得頭先做過咩嘢，翻轉頭咯 ，fast forward 咁啊。咁呢一個咧係因為嗰個 media 嘅特性咧，令佢諗起一種。不同的結構可以俾佢玩嘅，咁嗰樣嘢就係嗰個 media as 一個 tool 會影響到佢另外一個角度去諗舞蹈創作嗰樣嘢，咁嚟到去俾咗佢一個新嘅即興舞蹈嘅創作方式啦，咁樣。咁到而家 digital 又唔同咯，咁譬如而家 digital 咧就係我哋講緊話 digital 嘅時期咧，佢嘅好處就係。佢唔係線性咁由頭睇至尾嘅，佢中間隨時可以插入睇邊一個段落咁樣。咁所以而家就有一啲嘅電影啊，譬如佢哋係喺電腦上面睇嘅，咁中間個結局係你自己揀嘅，或者下一個情況咧嚟到呢度啦，呢個男主角究竟殺唔殺呢個女主角咧？咁如果你揀殺咧，咁你就可能 click 呢一度咧，咁個故事就去下一秒係點樣？如果你揀唔殺咧，咁就會係 click 呢一邊咧，個故事係另外一個發展方式咁。呢啲係 digital 嘅 technology 俾到我哋嘅一啲嘅唔同嘅。嘅技術咧可以玩一啲咁樣嘅遊戲嘅，咁呢啲係會影響咗編劇啦，影響咗導演啦咁樣，咁呢啲就係嗰、那個即係、就是、media 特性，可能會影響我哋點樣創作嗰樣嘢咯。
OK， 明白。OK， 咁其他 Sumisa，
yeah，
it's about technology，
yes，
how it affect how it influence。
I was just thinking about it。I think it's difference between experiments and what kind of experiments that you have in through technologies like watching YouTube and then I mean it could be work but I would say most of the time it's come up information so that you can get what it's from it but it's go to let's say for the theater see the live performance it's more the experiments how you get there what kind of atmosphere was thereyou know and maybe some accident happened I don't know but it's about the experiments the moment so for instance like
it's more like an event
like you know if you want to just dance in good music you can do that at home by just listening music but it's different experiments if you go to some club and having good DJ that's you know I think most people will realize I think and I would say the same thing as seeing good dance invideo that's also gives you something but being the experiments I think is yeah different things I would say and
that leads to the culture eventually this whole experience
and actually I read something interesting book the other day about this the field these things for instance the people started havinggood clothes and you can actually fill it with different things that you can easy to access things you can easily to do things you better have better life basically and when people get the better life they start express themselves by blogging, by Facebook, by different forms that they and also that they start in liking, for instance, you know, like let's say if there's two different company kind of selling exactly same quality things, but they now start looking at their background, what they do. Let's say other company actually helping or charting events, and then if other than don't, then they start, you start choosing what they do more than what actually they're making it. So what I'm trying to say that it's the technology help us to be kind of, how to say,
broaden.
Out there and then express. And so in a sense that, I don't know, I think it's the same thing that we can share the experience at the theater, not just front of the computer, you know, then like you said that earlier that it's, yeah, it's different thing. So the technology will help to get the information, get somewhere faster, but you never really get the experience itself, I guess.
I'm also curious about bringing the technology into the theater so that audience would want to come and see that experience. Yeah. So, like, I'm sure Daniel has just explained already, but about what digital can do and what, and that's something new, like a slow motion or the backward movement, pure backward movement. We can physically try and do it, and that becomes interesting also. But when it's exactly backwards, things that you don't normally see, it's possible to project by using this media. And I think that can be another...
You mean the digital created effect?
Yes.
At stage?
Yes.
All right. But also some people try to copy that on stage as live performance.
Okay.
I had the idea of when the digital or technology reaches some point, analog gets more value than the digital thing somehow. That's people get interesting. Like, for instance, when people are having like good stuff, cool stuff, and then people actually start interesting all the 80s stuff and all the, you know, that is actually it's called modern things. Or so I think it's also something that's interesting, just as a thought, that it's beyond that, it's also come to human body somehow, or all the hand making.
I'm actually kind of against of technology. But I can't stop keep on trying myself, because if I don't try it, then I won't know. And maybe I'll come to the point that, okay, body's the most important. Like, I love just expressing using one body only, because this is, you know, something special that each one of us has only one body, and then it's very expressive depending on how you move and everything. I might get to that point in the end, or sometime, or I might even pass and I go somewhere else too. But as an artist or as a normal person at the same time, but living this world, and we keep seeing these new things, like, you know, Apple products or like Samsung products, it doesn't matter, but like we keep seeing new things, and then new things are always attractive to human. And why not use it as a tool to attract other people as performing artists? Then I think it's a very natural curiosity that comes out.
The technology serves as a channel. Okay, it's a channel or source which you can, I mean, the choreographer can source and can find some elements inspire him.
It can
to
be very challenging
some,
because if you, once you forget that you're a dancer, you just end up just showing a video on stage. And actually, yeah,
it helps a lot.
What's wrong with that in a way? But then if you still want to tell the joy of dance, then two dimension, it's just two dimension. You don't hear the breath, you don't hear the live interaction between the music and the real body, and like, so that the balancing point is very important. It's very challenging to make that happen, to make the audience understand this is like dance performance, and yet you're still seeing something new.
That's so right.
It's fun to
Okay, then perhaps we let's go for the show. It's because this is something that I am interested in. Okay. Can you guys tell me how you make up this, dance piece? I mean, it's going to be showed next week. What attractiveness here?
I start.
Yeah, your technology.
I was inspired by the concept of solo performance, and I've been choreographing a lot for other people.
Mm.
So I sit back and I relax and I give whatever I would like to see to the dancers. I give comments, I give corrections. I've been used to like doing that experience.
Yes.
And now I make a solo, then I have to put myself in front of me, mm-hmm. and then do the same thing, basically.
Mm.
And this contradiction is very unexpected, because I'm a dancer.
Okay.
Normally, as long as it's somebody else that's choreographing for me, I don't have that problem, because I have my role to do as a dancer. But now, I used to be able to do this kind of thing a lot easier when I was younger.
Okay.
Like, because that was part of my reason that I wanted to become a choreographer, because that was part of, trigger. That I made a solo for myself because I want to look good. Then, recently, my focus has been to the other dancers, how to make them look good, or how I interact with them. And it's about imagination. I imagine something, I throw the steps. They react to it. They come up with something else. And I go like, wow, I love this moment. But now it's a completely different experience that I have to go through. So I really question myself a lot, like how I should take this opportunity to project myself into this dance performance.
Okay.
So I put in a multimedia, and also there's more techniques that I would like to challenge through this piece as well. And I still don't know how it's going to turn up, how it's going to come out, but I already have some structures in my mind, and I can trust myself how I'm going to go through, I'm going to enjoy but suffer at the same time, but I'm going to get to the goal. So I'm still looking forward to see it too, which I can't because I'll be in it, but it's also contradicting. But I hope I can have a fun through this experience, and so is the audience.
Okay, 咁我就要解釋少少啦，少少就係以前就江上游就係替人做好多嘅編舞，咁佢而家就話佢已經要做，一啲咧就係佢自己去做表演嗰個人咧，其實咧就係有好多嘅分別。咁佢亦都期望佢好享即係享受呢樣嘢咧，佢希望睇下到時應該去有信心係會做得好好嘅。咁我哋或者睇下到時，拭目以待啦，應該係一個好好嘅表演嘅。咁 Daniel 咧，你嘅創作又係點咧？
有少少似阿 U 佢头先讲到系唔系 solo 嗰样嘢嘅，咁其实同时间咧，我而家就排紧两个算系两个，亦都可以同一个演出。因为咧，其实我自己咧九月咧就有一个 full length 嘅演出啦。咁头先提过话最近做紧咩嘅时候吓，咁啊就系即系康文署咁啊 present 咗我一个full length 喺九月演出嘅作品。咁所以我就乘住呢一件事咧，今次下个礼拜一个十分钟嘅 solo 咧，我就会做一个VIP sneak preview 噶嘛，即系啲观众咧会喺呢一度咧睇到十分钟嘅我嘅一啲嘅素材嘅一啲放我嗰个一个钟嘅 solo 嘅一啲素材选段嘅组合，里边系啲咩嚟嘅咧？咁其实康文署揾我做呢个 show 咧，其实系想我重演一 啲佢哋覺得較為經典嘅作品。咁其中咧就佢哋就我哋就傾咗，就揀我1999年十二年前嘅我嘅第一個嘅 full length 嘅 solo。咁嗰個 solo 咧就係關於有好多我自己點樣同我自己跳舞嘅。咁裏邊有好多嘅 video 嘅 effect， 咁好簡單嘅 video， 即係譬如我自己嘅 video 嘅 projection 咧係 man size on 我自己，咁或者有一啲係我嘅一個好大嘅面，然後我啲眼耳口鼻同音樂點樣跟住嚟喐，變咗一段舞。咁有啲係將我嘅人縮到好細喺我個肚嗰度跳咁樣，一啲咁樣嘅 effect。咁當其實阿 Jackie 都有睇嘅呢個 show。咁嗰陣時個 show 做完之後咧就好成功，咁我就攞咗呢個 piece 咧就去過歐洲同埋亞洲好多嘅地方，咁重演咗即係大約三十幾場咁樣。咁所以而家咧就我就重演翻呢個作品，但係我就唔係純粹重演佢，我咧會用翻我十二年前嘅呢啲嘅 video， 但係咧個 presentation 咧會用一啲新啲嘅，因為 technology 唔同咗啦，
係啦，我就話
嘅出現啦。但是呢在舞台上面呢就是十二年后的我，现场的我去跟十二年前的我 meet 翻，尝试去做翻这个 piece 的时候，在当中会发现到一些自己和自己的过去、将来、现在、历史、心理、生理各样的一些反射来怎样对话了。咁所以今次我就揀了一些部分的选材，咁就用这个演出呢就会在这里做一个就是十分钟的一个的实验。那观众就会见到这个片段，我怎样跟我十二年前的我，但是是另外一种的 presentation， 在个台上去跳一段双人舞。
OK， 哇，好精彩喎、哦！即系会好多嘅 interaction 喺度。
希望啦，我唔知道，要试过先知
吓。好近，好期待啊！咁 Jackie， 我想问一下你啦，我有一条问题咧，我哋睇下。我想问一下你咧，嗱，你嘅题目就系亚洲当代舞林慧娴啦。咁、但系你其实你系佢哋每一个人嘅编排咧，其实有冇个关系喺度？即系有冇个有冇个主题系大家共有嘅？抑或系冇嘅？
共同嘅主題。共同的主題就是男仔咯，男性啦，咁就係啊！但係佢哋嘅每個人嘅係獨立一個嘅 piece 係呈俾觀眾睇嘅，因為其實想係每個國家佢哋有唔同嘅現代舞嘅發展啦，嘅風格啦，當然係呢個係代表佢每個人啦。咁所以就想係集所有東南亞有啲嘅出色嘅舞者一齊咁去 show 一個嘅。當代舞俾香港嘅觀眾睇咁樣，
係即係咁樣，即係佢哋唯一嘅共同點就係大家都係男性，
係
同埋出色嘅編舞者，
係
男性編舞者，係咪同埋靚仔？
同埋靚仔，係
一定係嘅，我都覺得應該係嘅。OK， 咁我諗我哋今日嘅節目咧都非常之長啦，即係作為第二季嘅開始嘅首集節目咧，咁我覺得觀眾應該要聽得，即係都會係好享受整个的访问的了。那我们就首先多谢四位嘉宾，多谢晒，多谢晒 Jackie 余仁华老师，多谢 Jenny Young，
多谢
杨春江老师，多谢江上游，
多谢
OK，Thank you， 多谢孙皮神
，Thanks，Thanks
all，All right，Thank you。又到了圆网台非常舞台的最后一个部分了，今个星期为大家介绍就是两个舞蹈的演出的。第一个就是在7月15号和16号在牛池湾文娱中心上演的亚洲当代舞林慧娴之 AM 篇。在这个现代舞的比赛现代舞的表演里面就是邀请了六位东南亚舞蹈员舞蹈編舞家咧係嚟香港係表演獨舞嘅，咁呢六位嘅編舞家咧就係嚟自香港啦、韓國啦、日本啦同埋中國嘅，咁非常精彩嘅嚇。咁其中有幾位編舞者咧都係頭先我哋剛啱接受訪問嘅幾位嚟嘅。咁第二個演出咧就會係7月17號喺 Y Theatre 青年廣場 Y 綜藝館上演嘅《Our Broadcast 2011百老匯粹》。这个节目是由香港音乐剧艺术学院主办的，今次他为大家展示几个百老汇名剧的片段的，包括譬如好像 Grease、Miss Saigon、Jesus Christ Superstar 等的。 咁以上两个精彩嘅节剧目咧，如果大家想去睇嘅时候咧，就要赶快去订飞啦。咁我哋今个星期嘅非常舞台咧嘅时间就差唔多啦。咁下一个星期再送俾大家更加精彩嘅访问，再见。